This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, conservatives of the Christian ilk? The Judeo-Christian ilk, I should say. I have a lot of Jewish folks that listen to the program. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to talk a little bit about the 4th of July, which is technically Independence Day. You know, we call it the 4th. What y'all doing for the 4th? You know, it would be like Mexicans saying, what you going to do for the 5th? People be like, what are you talking about? The fifth? The fifth? You mean Cinco de Mayo? The 5th of May? Oh, I get it. Yeah, but we talk about the 4th. What you going to do for the 4th? And look, I get it. I've heard it said more with black folks. My grandparents would go, yeah, what y'all going to do for the 4th? We going to barbecue on the 4th. Now, we all know that's a euphemism for Independence Day, but we've sort of conditioned ourselves to not think of it as the Independence Day, 1776, July the 4th, when America got its freedom from tyranny. It's funny how you think about things and you think the lexicon's not important. The 4th, is just a day. It's a number, you know, 4th. But it's bigger than that. It's Independence Day. And I think about how the lexicon lures us into thinking that it's not that big of a deal. It's just the 4th. No, it isn't. It's bigger than the 4th. It's bigger than cooking some hot dogs and burgers on a grill. It's bigger than getting a day off from work. It's a hearkening back to what happened on that day where we kicked the crap out of the British. And they finally had to acknowledge these crazy patriots took their country back from us. They gave themselves a sovereign country. And from that day forward, with all of the flaws of America, we built this absolutely unbelievable, fascinating place. 250-something years old now, whatever the number is. But just amazing that we built this into what it is. Overcoming everything. Man's inhumanity to man. And now we call it Independence Day because it was independence from all. And let me tell you, if you don't think America has marked out a special place in the world, you're not paying attention. You're listening to the wrong people because this country has made one heck of a special place. So much so, everybody is here and everybody wants to be here. Every race, creed, color, sexuality, you name it, they're all here. Enjoying the fruits of the labors of a bunch of white guys who decided, you know what? We've had enough. They're taxing our tea. That's what it took for us to finally get to say, let's have some independence. And now we got a bunch of little troublemakers out there running around. They don't even care about Independence Day. I love it. I look forward to it each year. But this is the first year that I've noticed. I mean, I've seen it creeping up. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not obtuse. But this is the first year that I've really noticed the hatred of Independence Day. Leftists have taught people in this country to hate the country. They've taught this country to hate itself. If they had their way, they'd tear down the Statue of Liberty. Oh, we hadn't thought about that one, have we? We've watched Washington get torn down. They painted 16, spray painted 1619 on George Washington. You know what 1619 is, right? A Marxist propaganda, a cancer that is being introduced into our school system. So kids that hate America now will hate it even more. So they can start tearing it down. You have a generation, more than one. You have a generation or two of people, kids coming out of school that hate this country. That's probably only one. What is a generation like 40 years? Yeah, 40 years they've been training kids to hate America. You want to know what was trending on July the 4th, Independence Day? F the 4th. Yeah, trending on a social media platform. F the 4th. They don't like it. Yeah, I bet they gladly took that holiday pay, though. Other people working for what, double time you get on holidays? I bet they were enjoying it. There are many people that go, I don't even want. Let me work that day. Because then it's like getting the day back because you work, you get double the money. Jim Acosta, he tweeted this. We are not the enemy of the people. I am not your enemy. You are not my enemy. It is wrong to call your fellow Americans the enemy. We are all on the same teams. We are team. We are all Americans. Do you believe Jim Acosta of CNN really believes that we are all on the same team and we're one America? If he believes that, he's delusional. I want you to imagine, folks, being so obtuse to how big of a part of the problem you are, you don't know how bad you are. How vile and anti-American, anti-God, anti-founding fathers, anti-military, anti-police, anti-capitalist, anti-conservative, anti-anybody with any type of ethical core these leftists are. And they want you to believe that they are on your team. But people who do nothing but divide, they want the NFL to have a separate national anthem for black folks. But then they'll call you divisive. They'll tell you you're a racist and you don't care about black people if you say all lives matter, which is inclusive of everybody. How can you not be? That is the most inclusive statement you can make. And did you see the Harvard girl? I don't know her name. She looks Asian, but she's got a white people last name. She's been colonialized. But she went on record of saying, if I hear somebody say all lives matter, I'm going to cut you. And she got fired from Deloitte for saying it. Congratulations, Deloitte, for doing the right thing. You know where she learned it? She got out of college. She's fresh out of college. And the first thing she says to somebody saying all lives matter is, I want to cut you. I want to cut you up for saying all lives matter. How dare you say all lives matter? You deserve to be skewered. Well, let me see. Black people matter. Women matter. Muslims matter. LGBT people matter. How dare you? I just want that to sink in for a little bit. That there are people out there that hate you when you say, I respect all life. Why? Because you don't virtue signal and say, I put black people above everybody else's lives. Unbelievable. Anyway, raucous laughter occurred on social media after Jim Acosta said that, because they know that Jim Acosta does not care about all Americans. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Academia, or what I like to call Wackademia, teaching kids to hate this country. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They hate Independence Day. They hate everything that is positive about America. I saw this stat. 74% of Americans 65 and older can pass the U.S. citizenship test, but only 19% of Americans between 18 and 45 can. Does that surprise you? Doesn't surprise me at all. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com if you want to go back and check it out. Podcast, do whatever. Download it. Keep it for posterity. Do your thing. Just don't try to sell it. That's when we get mad. Yeah, that's a striking statistic, isn't it? Teaching essentially a whitewash of history, pardon the pun, because if it keeps up, there will be no white people in it. I started an education charity called Seeking Educational Excellence for this reason, because your kids are being indoctrinated. You send them to college thinking, boy, like even school, regular school, you send them there thinking, oh, they're just going to love America. No, they don't. They're taught them to hate. It teaches them to separate, to divide. There's a divide going on. It sounds silly. I've talked about it before. Mask versus no mask. I promise you, there's a war brewing on that. Always a war. Always something to get things, get people looking at other stuff. I talked about the hatred of Independence Day, and I was thinking, you know, the NFL is going to start doing this double national anthem. They're going to do a black national anthem and a white national anthem, which I didn't realize America was separated that way. But okay, leftists seem to believe that it is. Isn't it funny that they fight for integration while they simultaneously give you separation? We'll talk more about that in a bit. But I was thinking, why not make Juneteenth Independence Day for black folks? Do you understand? Juneteenth was not mentioned for 8 years under Obama. Nobody gave a crap about Juneteenth. And now suddenly, we got to be concerned about Juneteenth. Black people, that was the day when it got down to Texas where black people knew they were free. Everybody knows about Juneteenth. Well, let's give us a separate day, right? Black folks don't like the 4th of July. I gave you some statistics about that the other day. But 78% or some crazy number. I don't know if the number's legit. But I've seen 60-something percent up to 78% say, I don't care about July the 4th. It's a day off from work. That's what I like. And now they want another one. They want Juneteenth as a day off from work, which it was going to become the black people's July the 4th. Which one should I celebrate, right? I'm 79% black. Should 79% of me celebrate on Juneteenth and 11% of me celebrate on July the 4th? So I'm over there whooping and hollering and doing the the electric slide on Juneteenth. And then it's time to do the white people day. I sing I'm proud to be an American or something. And what? How do you split yourself off when you do your genealogy and you find out that you're this percentage black, this percentage white? What if you're half black and half white? I got kids. My kids are mixed. You know, so to my kids celebrate half on one day, half on the other. And what if they got a little bit of Hispanic in them? Because they do. Then do they celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Do we have 3 days to celebrate? Oh, man. Oh, Lord. When you think about the world, according to leftism, excuse me, you got to crack up because there's no way to walk through it. You can't walk through it normally. You know, people say things to me. Do you realize now, if you speak, like if I speak to you like this, I'm talking about a Mexican guy, and I'm speaking to you like, I'm like, yeah, I'm talking to this Mexican guy, who's telling me something like this. And they're like, man, that's racist. No, it isn't. That's descriptive. Yeah, so I was talking to this Mexican guy, and he says to me, listen there, Tonto. Don't you dare, you know what I mean? What? Can we not, what, is that a problem? If I'm describing, I remember a friend of mine, his name is Johnny Bernal, and we were doing a road trip. We come back from a baseball tournament, and Johnny was singing, Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Y'all remember that song, Billy? Billy, Don't Be a Hero. So Johnny thought he could sing. So we're in the back seat, the boys and my grandparents are driving. There is an Impala. We had an Impala. And Johnny's back there singing, Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. We were dying. We were dying. Me and my brother, we were teasing Johnny as he was singing. Johnny, what'd you say? He said, he's singing again. He's jamming. Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool. So we all start singing that way. And the next day at school, everybody's singing, Billy, don't be a hero. Oh, my gosh. Johnny, to this day, I don't know if I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to anybody from school, but I'm telling you, if I see Johnny to this day, he will remember that incident of us making fun of his accent. And he did it to us. I mean, not, I didn't have an accent, but he did it in other ways. You know what I mean? Like, you black people this, Kevin. You black people do this, man. You know? And Ledesma, one of my other buddies from school, Ledesma. Crazy, man. We talk, shut up, man. So the point is, you can't do that today. You can't live your life normal because you always have to be afraid of the anvil, you know, falling on you like your Wile E. Coyote. Ask me if I live it that way. Kevin, yeah, I got fired. I'll admit it. I got fired for the lying skank tweet about the Kavanaugh accusers. And you know what? I proudly say it. My wife goes, you can't be saying that. Kevin, leave it alone. Don't say that. Don't talk about that. That's going to, you know, people will be, I don't care what you think. Do you understand how refreshing it is for me to tell? Yeah, I said it. Now what? One of my buddies tweeted the other day. His name is Jesse Kelly. He's a radio guy, TV guy. He said, when are men going to just man up and stop going, listen, I'm really sorry I did this, or I'm really sorry. Not going to come out of my mouth. Won't happen. I told the truth, and that's the truth. That's it. But we got to go through all this nonsense, right? Walking through life on eggshells, dodging minefields. Oh, don't step there. Can I get a metal detector to see if there's an IUD that's going to go off or whatever, a pressure bomb? Is that the way you want to live your life? Pressure bombs? Because that's what the left is setting up for you. Black NFL, hey, we got to have a black this and a white this. What about if we get a bunch of gay people? They're going to have an anthem. Out the survive. No, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. Oh, you go, girl. You go, girl. What else? What other anthems do we need for the NFL? I'm just curious. Wow. Man, we've gotten crazy in this world. We've let these people just run roughshod over us. Run roughshod. I like that word. I saw a meme. It said, white bread will now be referred to as privileged loaf. It's too funny because it's true. You know, there's somebody thinking that. Back to talk about Biden.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The holiday weekend was marred by violence in major cities across the country. Among the dozens of shootings that took place, a 7-year-old girl in Chicago was killed while playing with a group of children. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, an 8-year-old girl died, shot while riding with her mother. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the White House is ready to help these cities if needed.
The president is not only standing ready, but he has been ready. About 8 days ago, he instructed a number of federal support teams to make sure that across the country that they stand ready, not just in those cities, but in Seattle, in Portland, St. Louis, other areas.
Mayors in big cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami are now acknowledging that weeks of anti-police protests and riots may have contributed to the surge in coronavirus rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many states, including the state of New Jersey, require masks in stores as well as outdoors when proper social distancing cannot be maintained. A debate going on, though, across the country among Democratic governors is whether there should be a national requirement for face masks to be worn amid the coronavirus pandemic. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells NBC News he's in favor of a nationwide face mandate.
We're only as strong as our weakest link right now. As you mentioned in the outset of the program, I said we went through hell. We cannot afford to go through hell again. We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
The number of high school seniors applying for federal college aid plunged in the weeks following the sudden closure of school buildings this spring, a time when many students were cut off from school counselors and families were hit with financial setbacks. Overall aid applications were down by 70,000 as of the middle of June. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wanted to really emphasize just how crazy Joe Biden is, how stupid this man is, how demented Joe Biden is. So I had my team, I said, let's put together a mashup. So we went out and we got all these different sound bites, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think I said this before. I've never seen so many screw-ups in my life of a person that is a politician or an athlete, anybody in the public news. I have never seen so many things. I could literally play Joe Biden screw-ups for an entire show, too easily for a two-hour show, easily, without any commercials. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So I wanted to put this mashup together because I think that when you see these things back to back, and as I'm going to tell you right now, I limited them. We must have had easily 100 things that Joe Biden said of varying lengths, you know, anywhere from 10 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever, to a minute and a half. And in order to make good radio, I just said to my guys, my producers, I go, just grab a little piece, you know, here and there, and let's do a montage and let's break it into segments so people can hear it and we'll talk about it. And so we did it into three different segments. One of them was Joe and his gaffes. Now, I didn't go back to him talking about the Pakistani guy, you know, he can't go to 7-Eleven, Pakistani. Even though we did go back and with some, but I didn't even do some that I know you've probably heard quite a bit. And then there are some that we repeat because they make a point. But I'll tell you this, what we're going to play for you is not even 20%. It's not 20%. Now, again, I wanted to keep these clips relatively short because I want to have a discussion in between. But anyway, we did Joe's gaffes. Secondly, we did his racist remarks. I promise you yet again, we maybe got 20% of his racist remarks. And then finally, we did his lies. And what percentage of those? I don't think we got 10% of his lies. But we did three mashups. And the reason why I did it is because when you hear them back to back, you go, wow, ooh, oh my, you know, you're just like, it's like watching a guy take shot after shot and you're going, how's he still standing? But as you're listening to these, and I'm going to break in between each of them to analyze, but as you listen to them, I want you to consider, what if Trump had said a fraction of any of these? A fraction. Where would he be? So let's begin with Joe's gaffes.
You know, the rapidly rising his just inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Over 600,000 dead. Many of them are people who are those workers, those nurses, the doctors, some of them, because they have put themselves in a position to save other people's lives, protect the rest of society.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for. Because we cannot get re-elect, we cannot win this re-election. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
You get a tax break for race. In God's name, couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
In prison, the determination should be that your sexual identity is defined by what you say it is, not what, in fact, the prison says it is. And in that case, you should be entitled also to OGBYN. Anyway, you didn't ask that question, but you're not likely to either, I guess.
Releasing your medical records to address concerns?
Yes. I don't have what concerns, man. You want to wrestle?
Wow, where do you start? I mean, there was no chronological order. There was no rhyme or reason why we picked one over the other. And as I said before, there's at least 15 other ones that we could have added to that. And that was just Joe's gaffes, some of them recent. And I'll recap a few of them. Rapidly rising, I don't know. He was rambling at first, right? Then, of course, he says he's got a record of over 40 years, and oh, Joe Biden's going to beat Joe Biden. I don't disagree with him on that one. Then he talked about 600,000 dead for coronavirus, the Wu flu. Those numbers are nowhere close. And I mean, whatever the number is now, it's a lie, too. 150 million people have been killed since 2017 because of Bernie Sanders' gun laws. Really? I mean, let me just explain. He's debating Bernie Sanders, and you would think Bernie Sanders is the gun manufacturer, and he's going after him directly. But he says 150 million people since the Vietnam War have been killed because of Bernie Sanders and the lax gun laws. More than all the wars since then, as he put it. Again, another absolute idiotic thing. And here's what always cracks me up. This is what always cracks me up about Joe Biden. He doesn't self-correct. See, your brain is a funny thing. It works. I do it all the time. You know, you'll make a statement and you run things together, or you get too far ahead of yourself if you're reading or whatever. Your brain will, and it'll, you know, do what people call a brain fart. But then what happens is you go, oh, wait a minute. Did I say so-and-so? Oh, yeah. Or somebody will prompt you. Now, in the case of Joe Biden, he's got somebody in his ear all the time. Even when Joe is prompted, or he doesn't seem to come to the realization that he's even said it. That's what's the most scary thing to me. Joe doesn't know. So when he says 150 million, did he mean 150,000? Probably, but he didn't say it. It didn't catch him to go, oh, I meant 1,000. 150,000, not 150 million. 600,000 dead. Probably at the time it was 60,000, even though that was a lie, but he didn't catch it. His mind isn't going, wait a minute, boop, 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 boop. I heard what you said. That's when you know you're losing cognitive ability. And here's the one that really got me. We've invaded a country, Crimea, and you know, and the president, my boss, Joe Biden, could not remember Barack Obama's name. That's what that was about. Now, if I stopped here, you would say to me, whew, Kevin, that's a lot of stuff. I couldn't argue about it. I'd go, yeah, it's a lot of stuff, man. Joe Biden's losing it. But there's so much more. He goes on, well, at least in our ones that we talked about. He says, let's turn this primary from a campaign that's about blood, because he's reading from the teleprompter. He gets mixed up. And he says, we cannot win this election. Trump's going to win the election. And you can hear people in the audience laughing at him. They're laughing at him. I want to remind you, 20% of Democrats say, we believe Joe Biden has dementia. I mean, big time, not a little bit. I'm going to venture to tell you, there's probably a few of them that say, well, he might be slipping a bit, but not bad. I don't know what that number is, but that number probably exists. But let's just focus on the 20%. Can he win with that? I love when he talked about, we hold these truths to be, you know the thing. That may be one of his more famous ones, because Trump and them, they use it, the pack that's running as for Trump is using it a lot. But it's true. Look, there are songs that I remember from when I was in my formative years, and I remember the words to this day. I don't know why. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Because the jingle, you know, wormed its way into my head, and there are certain lyrics that I know. And I've forgotten a lot of stuff. But I remember, conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases and clauses. Right? And I won't forget it. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I mean, really? Joe forgets it. Then another one. An $8,000 tax credit would put 720 women back in the workforce, because then they'd be able to take care of their babies. He didn't correct himself. 720 million? Did he mean 720,000? Of course he did. But his brain doesn't even connect to say, wait a minute, I screwed up. The guy's got serious mental issues, and when we come back, I'll play others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
Happening a lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program.
I march with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new question stemmed from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
That's just a small sampling of Joe Biden's obvious lies, obvious provable lies. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Talking about, we did a mashup of some of these things. And let me tell you what we didn't put in there. So we didn't put Joe Biden saying that he got arrested with Mandela in South Africa. Another one, proven to be a lie. We didn't put the one where Joe Biden said he was getting shot at while he was flying the Huey-2 somewhere in Afghanistan. Blatant lies. Military people that were on the flight were like, you must be out of your mind, Hillary. You're trying another Hillary? Forget dementia. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. I told you guys this the other day. This dude will take credit for legislation that failed. That's how bad of a liar he is. That isn't even because of his dementia. That's just because he's an idiot. Oh, my gosh. Every time I think about, this is who and look, part of me believes it's our responsibility to get this information out there. Now, we're going to do it cleverly. But, boy, when I put these lies back to back and I see everything this man has done, I ask myself, who would possibly want this guy to be their president? Let me ask you this way, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Would you want Joe Biden to be your guy? If he had an R in front of his name and you were running against whomever on the other side, would you want Joe Biden to be your guy? It's an easy answer for me. I'd be screaming, who brought in the clowns, man? Send in the clowns. Who brought in this clown? We got one more clip. And this is Biden's racism. And I'm going to tell you something. A fraction. I named you two on this one, on the mashup of his lies. I promise you, we could have gone 5, 6, 10 more. It would have been too long for the segment. My producers were like, which ones do you want? I was like, well, let's do this one, that one. And then they'd give me another list, and I'd go, oh, man, should we recut it? Should we recut this clip? But I don't like doing radio where clips go on for 5 or 6 minutes or more than that. Quite frankly, you really only need to, you know, sometimes these 7 seconds or 10 seconds, the meat of it. But cutting out a lot of the crap, giving you the meat, because we gave you the meat and many of those we played in the previous segment, Joe Biden could still give me easily a complete show where all I got to do is come in and just go, okay, here's the ones where Joe Biden's lying. And it would be an entire segment, half the show, Joe Biden lying, telling stuff, Senate committee testimony, getting out of stuff. Don't even give me, oh, by the way, when we did gaffes, we didn't do dog face pony soldier. We didn't do him threatening to beat up reporters. We only did maybe one of those. If I did that, where Joe Biden plays tough guy, I'd have another show. It's insane. All right, let's do the final clip. This is Joe Biden's racist comments. And I ask you, I said, when I introduced this segment, I said, ask yourself, if Donald Trump did any of these things, where would he sit? Where would he sit with you? And where do you think he'd sit in the political mainstream? If Donald Trump had lied about his presidency and said that he marched in the civil rights movement, and he hadn't. Could he survive that? If Donald Trump, in taped remarks, had said, I was the top of my class, and you find out everything he said was exactly the opposite, which, by the way, validates what I tell you about leftists. If Donald Trump made up a story about Corn Pop, a bad dude that he set straight, and they became buddies because he said, you need to get off of there, Esther Williams, and then Corn Pop is going to beat me up, but I said, I went to my buddy, he gave me a chain, and all this. If Donald Trump made up that story, do you think they would crucify him? May I answer for you? Yeah, you know. You know the answer. Here's the third clip. Biden's racist comments.
And the black community and anybody else. Double what you have or anybody else.
But wait a second, wait a second. It's
quite Bernie. Well, that is quite right.
Let's not argue about polls. This isn't about Bernie. This isn't about polls.
I'm not talking about polls.
We
have nine members of the black caucus in South Carolina supporting us. But more importantly,
look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
And by the way, you know, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
I mean, I think the two-party system, although my Democratic colleagues don't like me saying this, I think the two-party system is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black in the South. Other than the fact that they still call me boy, I think they've changed their mind.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters. I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS.
Now, if you're saying to yourself, excuse me, Kevin, you didn't get all of the Joe Biden stuff. You're right. I told you before, if I play Joe Biden clips on racism alone, it's an hour show. It's an hour show. The clip that we talked about, the Southern Negro, you know, the two-party Negro, it would be two-party system is good for the Negro. That section, I could have let you hear the whole thing. It was Joe Biden at his finest, talking about how he can help black folks. I can help the Negro. Yeah. The last one I played that one quite a bit because I find it highly offensive. I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town, going to parks, lecturing black men that it's okay to wear a condom and black women that it's okay to say no. Joe Biden took it upon himself. He got off of his butt. He left his highfalutin community. He drove over to the Negro side of town. And he spent his time trying to educate the natives, the jungle, you know, creatures. Hey, listen, you need to stop. You need to wear a condom. Black boy and black woman, stop giving it up. You know, you can say no instead of having all them babies. Now, I ask you again, what part of these things can Donald Trump have said and you legitimately not think of him as a racist? Put y'all back in chains. He's talking about banking. But he wants to scare people in the black community about putting us back in change. James, then when it was in a debate, he said, I got double the number of blacks you have. Remember the statement, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? Yeah, I got double the number you got, Bernie. No, hold on a minute. I got nine in the Congressional Black Caucus. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.